Today, the 15th of May, it's the start of National Volunteer Week. As you may know, Capital Community Radio is run entirely by volunteers. But right now, we're going to hear about another organisation that relies significantly on volunteers. My guest is Eloise May, Senior Coordinator at Citizen Advocacy in Perth. Hi, Eloise. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Firstly, what can you tell us about National Volunteer Week?
National Volunteer Week is a huge celebration of volunteering, and it's held from the 15th to the 21st of May, and it's just all about celebrating people that volunteer in Australia with events and activities held across the country.
There are always opportunities for people to volunteer. What do you think are the benefits people get out of volunteering?
I think a lot of people volunteer, the benefits they get from it are the chance to meet new people, depending on the kind of role they do, learning new skills, helping people, you know, making a difference in the community, and using skills and experience they may have in a positive way.
If someone is interested in volunteering, how can they find out about opportunities?
The best thing I could suggest is to go and look on the Volunteering WA database, because there's thousands of positions all across WA that people can look at depending on what their interests are and what they're looking to get involved in. There are also apps and things that you can download, like the Go Volunteer app, if people prefer to do it on an app on their phone.
And tell me about the organisation that you're from, Citizen Advocacy.
Okay, so we are we're a small not-for-profit organisation funded by the federal government. What we do is we promote, facilitate and support advocacy for people with intellectual disability. And what that means is we find out about people with intellectual disability that may have a bit of a limited support network, and we match them in a long-term friendship relationship with a caring community member in their local area. And that means they can form a friendship, and over time that person can really be in a good position to advocate for that person with disability when they need it.
What should someone expect if they become a volunteer or advocate with Citizen Advocacy?
Becoming a citizen advocate with our organisation gives you the opportunity to really enrich the life of somebody with an intellectual disability. So it gives you a chance to form a friendship with that person, become a mentor to them, a role model, and really creating that long-term relationship with that person.
So what does becoming an advocate involve?
Well, the role's pretty flexible. So we sort of match people up. We seek out people with a disability and match them up with that caring community member. But once they're actually matched, the friendship is theirs to continue in which way they choose, meaning just like any other friend, you would arrange to meet up whenever it suits you, depending on what you've got going on. Most advocates meet up with their person they're matched with about once a week or once a fortnight. They meet up in person. You can talk on the phone, video chat. It just depends on what your preferences are. You know, when we match people, we think about shared interests. So they may sort of meet up and go and do things that they both enjoy, like a shared hobby. It really is up to the match to decide what works best for them. And we're there as an office to support them in whatever they decide to do.
Now, given how people are all different, how do you find a suitable match for this to work?
It's all about really talking to people. So meeting people with disability, listening to what's going on in their life and what their interests are. And then, you know, trying to match them up with somebody that has some sort of common ground, but is also able to help them with bigger problems that they might have going on in their life. So it's really about listening more than anything else, I'd say. Listening and using the information you find out to really make that good match.
We've talked about what a volunteer gets out of being an advocate. How does a volunteer change the life of the person they're matched with?
Often they change that person's life just by being there, because most of the people we assist haven't really had a friend before. They may have a lot of people in their life that are paid to be there, but they don't actually have a friend that is unpaid that's there just because they want to be a friend with them. So I'd say that would be the main thing.
Eloise, thank you for informing us about Citizen Advocacy. If someone is interested in becoming an advocate, how could they get in touch?
I would say the best thing to do would be to go onto our website. So the website address is citizenadvocacy.org.au, or to give us a call. Our phone number is 9445 9991.
Finally, let's look at the other side of the coin. If listeners know someone who might benefit from having an advocate, what should they do?
The same sort of thing. We'd encourage them to go onto our website, citizenadvocacy.org.au, and fill out an inquiry form, or just give us a call on that number. So 9445 9991, and have a chat with one of our friendly coordinators as the first port of call.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Eloise. One final question. Do you have a favourite singer or musician?
I do. I like Motown music very much. I could listen to the songs again and again and again, and I do. My favourite Motown band would probably be Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, or the Supremes. So I find that kind of music timeless. I just love to listen to it.
Fantastic. Oh, we'll see what we can do for you. Well, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks, Mark.